Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, the big guy over there. He's Brian. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison. I'm holding down the Solidarity Realty Studios. Brian's out there on the eastern portion of the southern swath of Wisconsin, holding down the fort for the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Talking rollout reaction from the rolling out of a numerous Supreme Court cases, undermining settled precedent, but also just not really making a case. Again, Nick's call earlier was like, oh, our argument's lazy. Nick, if you read the opinion from the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, they didn't actually justify any, there's no legal justification for the decision they made. They just decided to overrule Roe v. Wade because they had the 5 votes to do it.
Yep.
That's what it came down to. That's lazy. That's judicial activism in its laziest form.
I have an idea. I don't know if it will work. I don't know if it will get enough momentum to do it, but I think you could have something. You need to have a couple ingredients in place, something like Illinois, which has completely Democratic-controlled state, mm-hmm. governor, all that. You need to have everybody on board, and you need to have one of those states, like Illinois or maybe Colorado, Connecticut, something like that. I need them to pass a law, the organ harvesting law, the law that if your organs are available and you die, they are automatically used for any patients to keep them alive. I want it passed, and I want it thrown up in front of the Supreme Court so they have to go and decide on bodily autonomy, specifically.
See, but you'd have
forced transfusions as well.
It would have the Supreme Court would take the same approach that they take with gerrymandering cases, where they cherry pick, Brian. They just wouldn't hear the case again, because they don't want to hear it. That's what it would come down to.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They get to choose what cases come before them.
Then the law stands. If you live in Illinois and you die in Illinois, good luck with your organs. You can bury the rest of you, but your organs belong to the state.
It would be
interesting. Right? Because if a woman's body belongs to the state now, depending on what the state rules, your dead body should belong to the state as well. Why not? Again, stare decisis, it doesn't matter. Precedent doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. Let's just do it. Let's do it. Now that the precedent's been set, the state can decide what to do with your body. Let's go and take their organs. Jeannie from Eau Claire, how you doing? You want to take everybody's organs?
I don't know. I can't say on the radio what I'd like to take from those people from the Galdern Supreme Court. The men, and especially that woman that's on that court, what in the devil is wrong with her head? This is the most sickest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Who in the devil do they think they are that they should be allowed to make rules forcing women to go through pregnancy? It is nuts. Well, there have been times where birth control has failed, even defective birth control. It's sicker than anything I've ever seen in my life. I remember watching as a little girl with my mom and my sister when Roe v. Wade passed, and we were all celebrating and dancing around because this was the greatest thing that we ever seen. Finally, women had control of what happened with their body. Now, they can sit there and they go, oh, well, you know, there's a baby. Oh, it's life. Give me a break. The women are the one that are carrying this, and a lot of them get really sick. A lot of them can't work. Maybe they don't have money for their hospital bills, these jerk-offs, and they don't even want to provide any assistance or help or anything for a baby afterwards, or this is the sickest bunch of fascists that I have ever seen in my entire life, and they should all be kicked out of that court because they lied. I watched all the hearing, those you-know-whats. I mean, I am just sickened by this. And I think, who in the devil do they think they are? Who in the devil do these sicko Republicans think that they are when they don't even have a majority, the son of a guns? every goddamn person out there better pay attention, because this is fascism at its best. And in the school system, who in the devil do those parents think they are deciding what kids can read and what they can't? They could do it individually. Leave those books where they belong. I'm just sick of these son of a guns. They're sicker than a son of a gun, and they want to take down our country with the sick thoughts and actions and behaviors that they have. I'm sorry, guys, but
oh,
I'm really mad and steaming, because this is a son of a gun and thing to do to all women, every woman. And the sickness even goes farther when they're going to force women who are raped and children who are raped. Who rapes a lot of children? People with an R after their name. Who have been the pedophiles? Look at Haskell or Haskert. Look at these people who are making these laws. Look at their background. Look how they treat women. Look how they treat their own wives. Let's look at the former president of the United States. What the devil did he do to his wife? Give me a break. Those people that think they're so-called Christians, maybe you need to go back to church and start really reading your Bibles instead of hurting people. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
No problem, Jeannie.
Nothing to apologize for, Jeannie. We appreciate the righteous anger here.
Yeah, and hey, look, if you want to know who these people think they are, they think they know the will of God. That's pretty much the most blasphemous thing you can possibly do. They think they know the will of God. How arrogant do you have to be to do that? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to finish the show with Angie from Monroe. How you doing, Angie?
Hi. Hey, I just want to talk about, you know how you were saying that schools do drills for the shootings? No, they don't. I actually have a friend here that's a senior. I'm in Greene County. And, she said she's a senior, but last time they did drills was a few years ago.
Okay, so, my kid does them active as well. We're in a different school district, but yeah, my kid does do them still.
Then it's a hit or miss of whether the school actually does it or not. So not all schools are doing these drills. So even though, you know, they have more than one door, I do know that they are locked. I used to do deliveries throughout Madison, and every school I've ever come across has an intercom. So it's not that it's a locked door, unless I knew a gun can shoot through a door. Just saying. So
it's almost like that door control policy that Ted Cruz and other Republicans are floating after Uvalde, Texas. Wouldn't actually work then, Angie.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep.
Appreciate the call.
I'm glad they're not doing drills. It's not like they're working anyway. And the last thing you need to do is decide, who am I going to go and stand in front
of? Sure.
Is my teacher the kind of teacher that will throw me in front or expect me to help or what?
And I'm sure the reason that a lot of schools ended the drills, Brian, was because during the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of schools were virtual and they just weren't doing the school shooting drills because they were in class virtually. And I'm sure it's not the immediate thing that you want to return to once you're back in school again.
Yeah, don't want them to. Well, you can return with us tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll give you all the immediate reactions from the January 6th hearing that is going to be taking place tomorrow at noon, broadcasting on these great stations. If you miss any portion of the show, you can go check out this podcast at devilradio927.com. Follow the show at Dueling Tangents on Twitter. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2.
Just remember, let's harvest those organs and harvest their blood.
I'm proud to tell you that was actually my sick idea.